Hey, I'm Monty Weirdalaga. But you can call me the Mo Train. I'm a wild and hungry competitive eater. And I'm a podcast personality with the golden gift of gab. I've lived in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania all my life. This small town with big culture has shown me so much. And now, you're about to witness why this gem of a town has such a special place in my heart. Because Kennett Square has such a huge influence on my life, I knew I wanted to do something special for the people in this town. But I never expected all this. I'm going to eat and drink and dominate every experience this incredible town has to offer. You're watching Mo Train Eats Kennett Square. Chester County, Pennsylvania, and Gaylor Estate Winery on the Mo Train. We're getting ready to go in and talk wine, art, and science with one of the best vineyards in Chester County. The train's here, you know, the wine's gotta be great. Some people will surmise that you can't produce a quality wine in the Kennett Square area. They'll say that you have to go somewhere else, like Napa Valley or the Bordeaux region. Well, I say poo to that.
Well, what we hope primarily offer is high quality wine. They don't need to go out to California or Washington State or Europe, that we in their backyard can offer a great quality wine.
So our main thing with opening the facility here was to prove that you can produce high quality wines in a Chester County environment. All of our grapes that we're utilizing are Chester County grown, so everything's super local. And as of 2015, about 90% are estate grown. That other 10% is from local Chester County vineyards.
From the Huntress Rose to the Red Lion Chardonnay, Gaylor has a wide array of explosive flavors in every varietal. Smoky, clean, crisp. Gaylor has it all. I wanted to get a sense of how Gaylor is trying to prove the critics wrong, that you absolutely could make great wine in Chester County, Pennsylvania. Let's go ahead and get to the roots of Gaylor Estate. Just a stone's throw from the bar house lies a stretch of the facility's Chardonnay grapevines. The grapes here are hand-picked in mid-September and eventually lead to Gaylor's award-winning wines. I'm surrounded by tons of Chardonnay grapes. I've got Chardonnay in my glass. What is better on a beautiful Chester County day than to drink a ton of wine in a vineyard surrounded by all of Chester County? Oh yeah. Let's go inside and see what else Gaylor Estate has to offer. Gaylor Estate's motto is blending nature, science, and art. We just saw the nature. Let's check out the science. The vineyard's grapes are moved here from the stainless steel fermentation tanks after being gently squeezed from a computer-operated wine press. From there, they sit and settle for a day or two. The settled Chardonnay juice will then begin fermentation. This process lasts weeks. Then, the Chardonnay is stored in a chilled fermentation tank. After this process, the wine is ready and will be bottled. I'm actually drinking one of the Red Lion Chardonnays. Beautiful, crisp, bright fruit. Beautiful for a summer day. Let's go check out some of their other wines.
The Huntress White is really good.
Okay.
This one is good. I'd probably have to look at the list because I can't remember the names. But I mean, I like them all. It's more a matter of just trying to narrow it down. Their Chardonnays are all very good.
Now, what's your favorite wine you've tasted so far?
I'm going to have to say I like the Red Lion Chardonnay.
Why?
Why? It was really crisp and just smooth, not too bitter.
And also, every year it's different with the changing weather here, not just because of climate change, but just being here in Pennsylvania. Every year, the harvest and the vintage brings in new different flavors of fruit, even the varietals are the same. It actually, it is sort of like making a painting with different colors of paint every year, and it's actually quite interesting.
Award-winning wine is a fantastic accolade, but it means nothing if you don't have the people to appreciate it. Effervescent, crisp, bright. Full-bodied, cherry, dark chocolate. Refreshing, fruity, real men drink rosé. There is not much more that is better than drinking wine and eating cheese. You know, wine is fine by itself, but when you bring food into the equation, it is absolutely sublime. We're enjoying beautiful Chester County produced cheeses. Chester County wine. There is not a better way to spend your evening than to sit here and just have a great time with your friends and family.
We were doing Brandywine one day and we came here and we really liked it. It's a beautiful area. The building itself is just, it's just coming in here is amazing because the artwork and everything, it's just, it's nice to sit here and just enjoy the atmosphere, and the wine is good. So we come down here probably every few months or so, and we always make a point to stop here.
So what do you think about Geller Estate?
Well, I have to say this is my first time here. It was recommended by a friend from work. So far it's been awesome. The bartender's been so knowledgeable about all the different wines that they have. The view's awesome. I like the nice rustic atmosphere, and all the wines I've tasted on my flight have been delicious.
The patrons, I love their passion about the wine, their interest about the wine, the fact that they are able to move beyond Pennsylvania wine, and luckily over the years we've established, don't want to sound like a wine snob, but people that know their wine and like wine, and that we see that evolve over the time, and also we see younger people come in just learning about it, and I just love that people open up their palates and their minds to Pennsylvania wine and to realize and watch them leave with a smile on their face and also hopefully with a few bottles to share with other people.
Yeah, so we have some regulars here. We've got Denise and then Greg, who just moved back to California, but it's kind of cool because you get to know everybody, their family, their story about their pets, their kids. So it's like a really cool like kind of community we've got going here. It's a lot of like follow-up of what happened the week before.
Great wine, great service. It's important to have a strong supporting team, one that's like family.
I want to say when it comes to uniqueness, just because I know the family very well, they're very open people. I've never met anyone like them. They're very accepting. No matter what, they're always going to accept you for who you are. And that's one of the greatest things about them, because I can go over there and just be myself and they'll welcome me with open arms.
The people that work with us, they become family. The majority have been with us over 4 years. Our vineyard manager actually has been with us since the beginning. She helped tear down the trees. Everyone does their part, and without every single person making an important contribution, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Geller Estate has some awesome art, especially like the stained glass window from the 1920s. You know, when I look at this with all my art training, I think about all the time dedication it took to make this, just like it takes to make a good wine. You know, maybe someday I'll show you guys what a great artist I am.
Also, my wife is an artist, so you'll see a lot of art here. It's become a pop-up art gallery every week with local artists who can show their things. So it's become a community sharing place, in addition to, hopefully people agree, offering good quality wine.
You know, it's such a great live room, if like acoustics-wise, but the people is what make it. It's like, again, it's a family. I've known them for years and developed a relationship, and all the people that come really love music, so it's a good listening room. They will listen. I played a lot of places where that's not even a thought, so it's appreciated. Music is appreciated here, and arts, as you can see, is appreciated here.
Great pieces of art like this are essential to Gaylor Estate in its art and wine movement. You know, tangled pieces of metal like this come together to form beautiful art, but it seems incomplete, just like my heart would be if we didn't have some more wine. Let's make our way to Ken Design.